Want to expand the reach of your content? Start a podcast. Feature industry experts on your show and leverage the influence and reach of your guests to grow your brand. Learn more at sweetfishmedia.com.
You're listening to the B2B Growth Show, a podcast dedicated to helping B2B executives achieve explosive growth. Whether you're looking for techniques and strategies or tools and resources, you've come to the right place. I'm James Carberry.
And I'm Jonathan Green.
Let's get into the show. Welcome back to the B2B Growth Show. We are here today with Jasmeet Sani. He is the Managing Principal and CMO at Yib Lab. Jasmeet, how are you doing today, man?
Very good. Very good. How about you?
I am wonderful. I'm stoked to dive into this topic. We have not talked about what we're going to be talking about today yet. And so I'm really, really stoked to dive in and jam on it with you. But before we get into it, Jasmeet, can you kind of explain to our listeners what you and your team are up to at Yib Lab?
Yes. So we provide marketing and sales enablement solutions to both B2B and B2C clients. And most of our work is around sales and marketing automation, digital marketing, content marketing. So we end up producing a lot of content for our clients, and we run a lot of highly targeted campaigns. And we have our proprietary technology that helps sales and marketing teams better target their customers. So that's, you know, quickly a summary of what we do at Yib Lab.
I love it. So I think that speaks to kind of the topic we're going to be covering today and why you know so much about this. Is because of the line of work and what you guys do at Yib Lab. And so the topic for today is micro-influencers. And this is something you're particularly passionate about. As we were talking offline, you've got a lot of thoughts around like what marketers need to know about influencers and so or micro-influencers, if you will. So could we first start, Jasmeet, by just, I want to have you define like what is a micro-influencer for the person listening that's not familiar with that term?
Right. So when I hear about, you know, people talking about influencer marketing and how it's a new trend, you know, one part of me is surprised because, you know, it's something that we have always been doing as sales and marketing teams. You know, if you look at any B2B sales and marketing team, I mean, they've always used influencers in their marketing. Now, if you take example, you know, we work a lot with pharma companies, right?
Okay.
And some of the work we do is with key opinion leaders, which is a pharma term for, you know, influential doctors who are able to influence other doctors.
Hmm.
Right? And they've been using these influencers even before digital or social came around, right? So influencer marketing has always been there. I mean, at its core, it enables word of mouth, which is, we all know, it's one of the most effective ways of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened is there's a lot more tools that are available to us now, and we have a lot more people who are joining the ranks of influencers. Now, they may not have the following as celebrities or macro influencers do, but they have a sizable audience, and this is highly engaged, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what they're calling micro influencers.
Right?
I think that's how I define the term, because, you know, it's always been there, influencer marketing. But now we have, you know, this huge number of new people who have showed up and joined the ranks of influencers, and we have new tools.
Are there any specific metrics that you use, Jasmeet, like number of emails they have on their email list or, you know, social following? Like, are there some hard numbers that kind of tip you off and make you see, okay, this person is, in fact, you know, this person does have influence or a lot of influence if they have over, you know, X number of social following, or what do those numbers look like?
Right. So I think a lot of people focus on follower stats.
Yep.
And I mean, they provide some, you know, one part of it, but they don't provide a complete picture, right? Because you have to look deeper inside, because you have to look at what kind of content they have been talking about, content they have been sharing that gets a lot of engagement, right? And you have to break down their audience and see if that's relevant to you, right, as a business. And you have to look at engagement rates. So those are all the different things. And I think one of the things that is important is you have to look at the affinity that micro influencer has with your company or with your message or with your products and services. Because if that's not there, you know, they would not come across as authentic.
Mm.
I think that's very important, the affinity. So, you know, those are some of the things that I look for, looking for a micro-influencer.
If somebody were first getting started, Jasmine, what are some of the primary things they need to be doing in order to get started with micro-influencers?
So, you know, in terms of finding influencers and, you know, how to find those influencers and how to engage them, you know, there are a lot of tools that are available. You know, so I'm not going to go deeper into, you know, what kind of tools you should be using, because if you do a simple Google search, you can come up with, you know, maybe top 10 tools for influencer marketing. And it's all about testing and trying different things and see what works for you. Mm. But I think the process is important, and that's where most people make the mistake, because a lot of people who are tasked with finding micro influencers, they would, you know, look externally. And they would miss out on people who are already talking about your company, right? Who are already invested in your company, who are already, you know, have some interest in what you're doing and believe in your vision or, you know, in the products and services. Now, example of that would be, you know, employees. A lot of B2B companies have influential employees, but they fail to leverage them. You know, your partners, they're already working with you. They already know what you do and they already believe in what you do. You know, some of your clients, they're very influential in your industry. And maybe your contacts on LinkedIn who already know about you, already share your content, right?
Yeah.
I think the first thing to do is find people who are already talking about your company, already invested in your company, and they believe in your products and services, and provide them the right tools and messages so that they reach your customer in the way that you want. I think that's nice. And then the second thing I would say is, you know, a lot of people just go out and create a list by, you know, doing keyword searches on Google and Twitter and you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think it's not the most effective way. What I always tell is, you know, reverse engineer the process and, you know, look at your customers. What are they sharing on social media, right? What kind of content are they engaging with? Who they find influential, right? And start creating a list from there, because those are the people who are, you know, really listening to, you know, the influencer that you're now creating the list. Because if you go about creating a list, let's say, you know, you use big data as an example, and you find some influencers in big data. Now, big data has 100 different flavors. So, you know, that influencer, there's very little chance that would actually reach your customer, right? Look at your customers, start creating a list, and you'll notice a pattern that, you know, multiple customers are actually looking up to same influencers. So that's a great list to start with.
That makes a lot of sense to me, Jasmine. So the one question that I have, is it just a matter of getting the content that you create because you know what they're already engaging with on social, creating more of it, and then asking them to share it? Or is there a level of kind of giving them more value beyond just kind of giving them content to share? What's that look like?
So I think one of the things that you have to realize is, first of all, content is the lifeblood of, you know, the company, the brand, and micro-influencer relationship, right?
Yep.
And so content is not just to, you know, engage them in campaigns, but also to, you know, seek attention, right? If I'm creating some content and it's not getting attention of even the influencers in the industry, it's hard to reach the customers with that message. So you have to get into a habit of creating content which these people find appealing, right? These influencers find appealing. And it could be as simple as, you know, sharing something relevant on social media and mentioning them, right? But it has to be relevant, because otherwise they would not even notice.
Yep.
And the other part is, you know, you can include them in your content, right? I mean, you create blog posts.
Yep. Roundup posts and different things that mention.
Yes.
Yeah.
Include their quotes, you know, invite them for an interview, maybe a guest blog, and maybe create a, you know, just a list of influencers in your industry and include them in that list. I mean, they love that kind of content. I mean, they would associate with that. They would start recognizing your company. And that's how you build a relationship, right?
And it adds value to them because obviously it paints them personally as an expert. And so it behooves them to share that content because it makes them look good. So that makes a lot of sense.
One more point. So, you know, I think it's very important when we are creating, co-creating content, right? I think three things have to align. And those three are, you know, your marketing objectives. What are your goals as a company? The voice of the influencer, and what customers expect both from the influencer and from your company, right?
Yeah.
All three things have to align, because last thing you want is come across as using them as actors, right? You have to promote or talk about your products in an organic way.
Yeah.
Otherwise, their audience will simply do not. I mean, it defeats the purpose if they're just reading a script.
Yep.
Right? So we have to make sure that we align with the voice within micro-influencers, and also the format. Like we are producing a podcast, right? And your audience is used to listening to your podcast.
Yep.
And if I were to ask you, you know, we want to do an article, let's do an article together. It may not be as effective. It may not engage your audience that much as a podcast does, because they're used to getting content in that format.
Yep.
So I think format is also very important.
You mentioned offline, Jasmine, that there are also some challenges with micro-influencers. Could you talk about a few of those, just to give the marketers listening to this kind of an idea of what they can anticipate from that angle?
Yes, absolutely. I think the biggest challenge that B2B marketers face is time, because it takes a lot of time to discover, to vet, and to engage with these micro-influencers. And all the B2B companies that we work with, I mean, they're already stressed out. Their marketing departments are already short on resources. So it's always a big challenge, because, you know, now you're talking about working with multiple micro-influencers, and it takes time. It takes time to, you know, build up capabilities to be able to work with so many people. It takes time to co-create content. I mean, a lot of people underestimate how much it takes to co-create content, because everyone has a different style, different way of producing content.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand all of that before you start to scale. So I think that's a big challenge. So I would say start very small, you know, start with maybe half a dozen micro-influencers and see how it goes, test the waters. And once you have figured out the process, once you have, you know, set the rhythm, I think then you can scale. Now, some of the other challenges, I think a lot of companies think of this as another paid channel. That's scary, because, you know, a lot of micro-influencers are not doing this for money. And they're doing this for their own influence. They're doing this to, you know, spread their message or get more, you know, followers.
Yep.
So you have to align with those benefits that they're looking for and make sure your company delivers those. Because as a company, you know, you have to use your, you know, merits of your brand, right? The merits of, you know, what your products and services that you are offering and how it can benefit the micro-influencers. And finally, I think the challenge that goes across all the marketing activities is ROI. So I cannot stress enough, you know, you have to be ready for the campaigns. A lot of people just launch the campaigns and they have no way to track them. So you have to set up all your channels. You have to optimize your content that you co-create. You have to make sure, you know, your website is ready to capture and track those leads. And finally, they can be converted. So I think that's very important.
Yeah, the ROI conversation should always be on the table. So I'm glad that you brought that up. Jasmine, if there's somebody out there that wants to connect with you, maybe they've got more questions about what it looks like to work with micro-influencers, or they want to connect with YibLab and see what it's like to work with your team over there. What's the best way for them to go about doing those two things?
Our website, YibLab.com, YIBLAB.com, and then Twitter handle at YibLab. Great way to reach us. And then my personal Twitter handle is at JasmeetIO. So I think those are the best ways to reach us.
Love it. Awesome. Jasmine, thank you so much for your time today. This has been super helpful for me, and I really think it's helpful for our audience as well. So I appreciate your time today, man.
Thanks a lot, man. Thank you.
To ensure that you never miss an episode of the B2B Growth Show, subscribe to the show in iTunes or your favorite podcast player. This guarantees that every episode will get delivered directly to your device.
If you'd like to connect with B2B executives from all over the world, make sure to join our private Facebook community. There are some incredible conversations happening inside this group. To join, visit b2bgrowthshow.com/FB.
Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.